You gotta be tough to play football, right? You gotta be aggressive. Only a game's Karen Given has a story that suggests otherwise.
Gary Gibbs is a quiet, shy sort of person. Or at least, that's what everyone tells me.
He looks like a football player. He's a big guy, but he's just a thoughtful, gentle soul. Like, he doesn't have a lot to say.
He's not the guy that's the rah-rah, you know, come on, guys, let's do this kind of thing. You know, that's just not his way. He's just G.
He's very shy. Very shy, kind of a man of few words.
But a few months back, Gary did something that made his coach say,
Gary? you know, of all people, Gary, really?
Let's back up a bit.
I know I'm not the best football player. I know this for a fact. I'm not even the best person on the line last year.
That's Gary. He's a junior and the starting center for the football team at Jeremiah E. Burke High School in Boston. For the past 6 years, Byron Beeman has coached the team at the Burke. When he started, the program was in pretty bad shape.
Nobody knew where, like, a football was. There was about literally 10 helmets and honestly about 13 pairs of shoulder pads. So, you know, yeah, you can imagine, like, my first head coaching job at a high school, and I'm walking into that, and I'm like, okay, this is going to take some work.
Coach Beeman got right to it. He found a nonprofit that would supply the team with uniforms and helmets and shoulder pads and footballs.
I'm not afraid to ask for help. You know, if there are grants to apply for, I'm going to try to find them. And the worst that people can tell me is no.
The Burke and its surrounding neighborhood are well known in Boston, but not really in a good way. The school temporarily lost its accreditation in the mid-90s. It's undergone a renovation and a lot of improvements since then. But metal detectors were reinstalled at the front doors last year after a student was shot and killed near the school. Coach Beeman says he sometimes stays up late at night applying for grants and other aid, and he's been able to pull together enough equipment to field a team. But enough isn't good enough.
The kids deserve the best. They shouldn't be looked at as if, at like, okay, well, they live in this particular community, so we don't have to give them the best that we can possibly provide. I think that that's not fair to them.
In order to have enough players to field a team, Beeman has to draw students from 4 different high schools. Gary attends the Community Academy for Science and Health, CASH for short. Beeman knows that most of his players aren't going to play football after high school, so he spends a lot of time talking to his athletes about how they can be good citizens, good students, good sons, and eventually good fathers. Gary must have been paying close attention on the day Coach Beeman delivered this message.
You're going to meet people in your life that are influential people and people that can help you and help those around you. And when you have that opportunity, you have to speak up. You have to step up, speak up, and be a leader in that moment because it's not just about you.
And that brings us back to the thing Gary Gibbs did that got everyone talking.
I'm just going to start from the beginning.
Sure.
So I take AP Bio, and every Thursday we had to go down to Harvard Medical. And at Harvard Medical, we run, like, simulations, and they teach us about, like, what happens in the human body. And, yeah, that's basically what we do down there.
It's a lab, and students from Boston schools get to go in and take part in a live-action emergency room simulation.
That's Lauren Baker. She's the First Lady of Massachusetts. She came to watch Gary and his classmates run through the simulations that day. When it was all over,
I see her, like, about to leave, and I just, like, hop up.
That's when Gary Gibbs asked Lauren Baker if he could walk her out of the building.
You know, they had just introduced me to this whole crowd of kids as, you know, this is the First Lady of Massachusetts. Ooh, you know, like... Then the nerve it must have taken for him to stand up and come over to me. No one else did. So, of course, I said, sure.
And I asked her, oh, do you know any programs that would want to donate football equipment to my football team? Because, I mean, we have enough, but we could definitely need more.
The Bakers have two sons who played high school football, so Lauren Baker says she knows all about the benefits of playing a sport and being part of a team.
Gary told me that he felt like for a lot of the kids, football was the reason they weren't hanging out on the streets during the afternoons. You know, so he felt like it was really important that they build their football program at the Burke School. I was so impressed with him that my heart just went to him immediately. You know, of course, I will do whatever it takes to help you because you are special. I told Gary that, you know, I've got no cash on me, but I want to help you. He sort of looked at me like, all right, you know, whatever.
I didn't know it was going to work. I wasn't expecting the email back.
Baker took a picture with Gary. Gary says it's pretty cool to have a selfie with the governor's wife. And she sent an email to a friend of hers.
And the subject simply said, how can I help this kid? ?
That's Christy Keswick.
And I open it up and there's a selfie of the First Lady and Gary staring back at me. And I'm like, who is this kid and what is she talking about?
Keswick is the co-founder of Good Sports, a nonprofit based in Massachusetts that provides sports equipment to kids. Their donations impact about 1 million athletes all across the country every year.
It is a great story because what are the chances that a kid who's walking her out is asking her for sports equipment and she knows somebody who does exactly that in the same city?
Gary had all but forgotten his 2-minute conversation with the First Lady when a couple of weeks later, he got called into the principal's office.
That was like the last thing on my mind when I got called up there. So I didn't know what was going on.
The principal had Gary open up an email. It said that the Burke football team had been awarded an equipment grant from Good Sports. Coach Beeman was shocked.
Players probably have asked, you know, maybe a cousin or uncle or something like that, you know, for $10, $15 or whatever. but never had a player who had an opportunity to meet the governor's wife and say, you know what, I'm going to walk you outside. And as I'm walking you outside, guess what? I want to know if you know anybody that can help my football team. No.
A couple of months later, Good Sports came through with $7,500 in new equipment. Footballs, a portable tackle wheel, even cleats donated by the New England Patriots.
And then we got them practice jerseys, which they've never had. A lot of people will say, well, you know what? That's not necessary to play that sport, is it? But what we've learned is that self-esteem and the feeling of somebody cares enough about me and now we feel united as a team, something like that goes actually a lot further than most people actually would think.
The day that Good Sports delivered all the equipment and sort of put it on display at the Burke School was so much fun. Gary came and maybe 10 or 15 other players.
I even had to speak. That was ugh. But, I mean, also with that ugh, it was just, like, great.
The kids were so excited. And I think I was probably the most excited of anybody because I just couldn't believe how much great stuff there was.
From going from not knowing I was going to get it to finding out that I was going to get it and then thinking that I was going to get the minimum and then actually getting close to the maximum was just really just to me. I feel like I owe a lot to the team and to the coaches and to everybody that like helps out with the team. And feeling the sensation that I actually gave back to them was just jaw-dropping. Like, I really like that feeling.
They asked me to say a few words to the team, and I said, you know, Gary stepped up on your behalf, and here is the result of his having the courage to do that. And I want you to know that you all have the ability to do the same thing. And when you see an opportunity like that, you should take it. I don't know if it sunk in for anybody, but definitely sunk in for Gary.
You know, hearing this story, I'm a little bit worried that after it airs, there are going to be high school kids all across the state who suddenly want to walk you out and ask you for something.
Well, you never know unless you ask, right?
I'm not convinced that Gary is as quiet and shy as everyone says he is. But Gary Gibbs is most certainly humble.
I just had a two-minute conversation. That's all I did. I'm just the starting point. They really just like did up all the way up there.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.